Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. I'm going to start this talk by reading a text from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 8. If you know the Sanskrit, you can repeat after me. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chuduskrita dharma sanstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. So these are the words of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a long purport that Srila Prabhupada has written, so I'm just going to read the part that relates to Lord Chaitanya, whose appearance we are celebrating today. So, purport. The Lord says that He incarnates Himself in every millennium. This indicates that He incarnates also in the age of Kali. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya, as the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly, but not directly, in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as the Upanishads, the Mahabharata, and the Bhagavatam. The devotees of Lord Krishna are very much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but delivers them by His causeless mercy. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again, to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. So, Krishna appears in this universe from time to time on a schedule. And why is that? We might ask, first of all, why is there a material universe at all? There is a material universe because some conscious selves, some souls, are not fit at the present moment to exist in the spiritual world, where the ruling principle is prema, love of God. there, only one thing goes on: unselfish, unmotivated, pure love for God. Now, the problem is that not all souls, not all conscious selves are in that mentality where they're prepared to render unselfish, loving, pure devotional service to the source of all conscious beings, Lord Sri Krishna. Some of them have some other desire. Krishna Bahir Mukahana Bhogavanchakare Nikita Shamayatare Chapatiyadare. Some souls are motivated to do something than other, do something other than render pure loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord Krishna. To one extent or another, they're motivated by selfish considerations. They want to dominate, control, and exploit the resources of material nature and other living entities. So for such souls who are not yet fit to be good citizens of the spiritual world, there is an alternative reality where they can act out their desires to exist independently of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where they can act out their desires to enjoy separately from Him. So this material universe is that place. But Krishna doesn't forget the souls that are existing in this material universe. From time to time, He comes to remind them of their eternal spiritual identity. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. You're all really parts of me. So, Krishna comes in various incarnations, and today we're celebrating the appearance of Lord Krishna in His incarnation or avatar as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On this day, 531 years ago, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur, or Navadvip, in West Bengal, on the banks of the Ganges River. He appeared on the occasion of an eclipse of the full moon. And because of the eclipse, everyone had gone to the Ganges River to take bath there and chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, thousands and thousands of people were standing, bathing in the Ganges River and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra at the time Lord Chaitanya appeared, which was moonrise. But as I said, on that occasion, there was an eclipse. So, in 1979, I was in Mayapur on the occasion of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, and all the devotees, the members of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who were there, went to the Ganges and we took bath as the moon was rising. And all over, we were chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but we could hear from all the nearby temples along the banks of the Ganges and on the other side of the Ganges, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra as the moon was rising. I think here, shortly after 7 this evening, that the moon is rising. But, you know, we're in anticipation of that event. We're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, the appearances of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material universe, this little alternative reality that we're inhabiting now in forgetfulness of our eternal spiritual home in the spiritual world, are the most important events in history. If you want to know what's important, it's not the latest election where someone was elected president. It's not the latest economic downturn or upsurge. It's not the latest war, whatever it happens to be. The most important historical event in the history of the world are these manifestations, these avatars, these incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they offer us the real hope to actually change our destinies. Anything else that happens in the world is simply some agitation of the modes of material nature. You could call it just like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, the whole thing is going down, and it doesn't matter how you arrange the chairs on it. The real solution to all of the world's problems is to get to that higher level of reality, which is beyond all of the miseries of material existence. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, Dukkha, Dosh, Anudarshanam. An intelligent person will see that in this material world there is birth, there is death, there is old age, there is disease. And it doesn't matter what kind of health care program you have, although we want to see people with nice health care. Still, no one, the death rate is 100%. No matter what, unless you come to the position of self-realization and God-realization. So, that means understanding who we really are. And Lord, you have to know who you really are and where you are. If you don't know who you are and where you are, you're going to be in big trouble. You're not going to be able to act in your own best self-interest or in the interest of anyone else. So, Lord Chaitanya came to give answers to those important questions. Who are we? Jivara Swarupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya came to give the message, who are you? You are eternal servant of Krishna. That is your constitutional position. And having forgotten that, you are undergoing so many problems in this material existence. So Lord Chaitanya came to remind us of our eternal spiritual nature as Krishna's servant. So when we hear the word servant, sometimes we may have a negative reaction because we don't understand the nature of the service Lord Chaitanya is inviting us to give. He's inviting us to give the service to Krishna of love, because each of us, by nature, has an eternal loving relationship with Krishna, which is fully satisfying. And because we've forgotten that, we are trying to satisfy our tendency to love in so many different ways. but because it is not addressing the real need of the soul, we are dissatisfied lifetime after lifetime in trying to express our love in the proper way. When we learn to direct our love towards its proper object, Krishna, the original all-attractive personality of Godhead, then we will experience true satisfaction and eternal happiness, and we will learn also how to properly express our love towards all other living entities when we've learned to do that one thing. So that love for Krishna is called prema. The opposite of that is kama, which is selfish love. But prema means spiritual, unselfish, unmotivated love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Chaitanya came to deliver that. In his teachings to Sanatan Goswami, recorded in the book called the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Nai Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti Karya Udai. That love for Krishna is eternally there in your heart. It's not something that you have to get from some external source. It's there in the heart, but at the present moment it's dormant, but it can be awakened. And how is that? Shravanadi Shuddhi Chitti Karya Ujjayi. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, by hearing the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, this eternal love for Krishna that is there, dormant in the heart, can be reawakened. So that is actually very confidential knowledge. It's the biggest secret that's there in the whole Vedic tradition. And normally, it requires a big price to get the key to unlock that treasure of prema that is there, locked within our hearts. To unlock it and let it express itself, it normally requires a lot. But Lord Chaitanya is a very special incarnation of Krishna because he's giving the key to prema, pure love for God, very freely, and distributing it to everyone without worrying about their previous qualification. So it's a pretty amazing thing. You could say that Lord Chaitanya is like the supreme hacker. Normally, you know, if the film production company, they make a film. they want people to pay a price to see the film. Or if an author writes a book, a publisher writes a book, they want normally that a reader will pay the price for the book. I'm the author of some books, like Forbidden Archaeology, Human Devolution, and some others. But I have found over the years that people have learned to hack the books. And, you know, you get them in the normal way on Kindle or through some other system, you pay, and I'm grateful. But I've learned, and there's very little that can be done about it, that if people really want them, they can get them for free because there are hackers who do those things, and something that normally you would have to pay for, they distribute freely. So Lord Chaitanya is like that. Normally, the process for developing prema, love for God, comes at a high price. It's not easy. But Lord Chaitanya is giving it freely. He's distributing it to everyone. You simply have to pick it up. So, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhu Kabunai Shravanadi Shruti Chitti Karya Udai. That love for Krishna is eternally there in the heart. You just have to have the password or the key to awaken it. And normally you would have to pay something for that key to unlock the treasure of love of God that's in the heart. But all Lord Chaitanya is asking us to do is simply chant with feeling and sincerity the holy names of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he predicted this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra would spread from Mayapur, where he appeared, to every town and village in the world. Prithiviti achayati nagaradi gram sarvata prachar hoy bimora nam. He predicted it, that this chanting would eventually spread to every town and village in the world by the mercy of his sincere followers in disciplic succession. And about 150 years ago, one of his followers in disciplic succession, Bhaktivinod Thakur, had a vision that someday people from Germany, from Russia, from the United States, from England, and all other countries of the world would join with their Bengali spiritual brothers and sisters in Mayapur and chant together the Hare Krishna mantra. So, people wondered how it would happen. In 1965, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada came from Bengal to New York City and began the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya there in the West, and from there it spread to the West Coast, to San Francisco, and then to London, and then everywhere else around the world. So that today in Mayapur, in fulfillment of the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya and his followers, members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement from Russia, from China, from the United States, from England, from Germany, and all other countries in the world are joining together in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And we're doing it here today as well. So this is the contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's why we're celebrating his appearance today here in Los Angeles. Another thing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did during his appearance in this world was reveal the lost pilgrimage places related to Krishna in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya was actually Krishna himself. Not just Krishna, but Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. The Vaishnava spiritual teachers say that Lord Chaitanya is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya came to give prema, pure love for God, and the personification of love for Krishna, of pure love for Krishna, is Radharani, Krishna's feminine counterpart. You know, on the altar we have a deity of Lord Chaitanya, But Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, on the center altar, they're the forms of Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is non-different from Radha and Krishna. He represents the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna and personified love for Krishna, both together. Srimati Radharani's complexion, original complexion, is described to be of a golden color. Krishna's complexion is of a bluish color, bluish blackish color, like the color of a rain cloud. And in his appearance as Lord Chaitanya, Krishna takes on the golden complexion of Radharani. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is called the golden avatar, because it's described, Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadai Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajante Hui Sumeda Saha. Krishna is normally of a blackish color, blackish bluish color, but in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya, he appears in a different color, a golden. His complexion is of a golden color. It's the complexion of Radharani. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would display his form as Radha and Krishna to his most confidential devotees, like Ramananda Roy. So Krishna Varnam Trisa Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadai, he appeared not alone, but with all of his associates, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar, Yajantihi Sumedasa, and intelligent persons in this age of Kali will worship this incarnation of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, by Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya came to this world to demonstrate pure love for Krishna. And part of love for Krishna is love for the places of Krishna's pastimes. When Krishna appeared in this world 5,000 years ago, he appeared in Vrindavan Dham, which according to normal geography is about 90 miles south of New Delhi. When Krishna comes to this world, he comes also bringing a manifestation of his spiritual planet. Krishna displays his eternal spiritual pastimes in a spiritual planet beyond this universe called Goloka Vrindavan. But when Krishna comes to this world, he also brings his dham, or his planet, with him. So when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, he displayed his pastimes in Vrindavan. But when Krishna returned to the spiritual world, his pastime places were lost. So 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya journeyed to Vrindavan to relocate the lost pastime places of Krishna, and he instructed his followers, principally the six Goswamis, who included Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, to also carry out this work of excavating the lost pastime places of Krishna and also lost deities of Krishna that were there. So In that sense, Lord Chaitanya was what we could call a transcendental archaeologist. You know, he restored the lost pastime places and deities of Krishna in Vrindavan so that we can go there today and visit those places. You know, immediately after Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan about 5,000 years ago, a king named Vajranaba, who was a descendant of Krishna, built temples there and established deities of Krishna. But over the passage of time, those temples were lost and the deities were lost. So Lord Chaitanya instructed his followers to find those lost deities. For example, Rupa Goswami was a follower of Lord Chaitanya who was sent by Lord Chaitanya for this purpose to Vrindavan. And he was specifically looking for the deity of Krishna called Govinda or Govindaji. And, you know, he was, on the orders of Lord Chaitanya, searching for this lost deity of Krishna. And he was looking and looking, but could not find this deity. So he was so disappointed once he was sitting by the Yamuna River crying. And he noticed a little boy came up to him and said, "Sir, why are you crying like that?" And Rupa Goswami said, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked me to find the Govindaji deity, and I've been looking and looking, but I can't find him, and therefore I'm disappointed." And the boy told him, this story is told in a book called the Bhakti Ratnakara. The boy told him, "You come with me, sir." And he brought him to a small hill, and on top of the hill, Rupa Goswami could see a cow pouring down milk. And then the boy went away. And then Rupa Goswami thought about it a little bit, and he could understand. Actually, the boy was Krishna, and he was showing me where the Govindaji deity is. So he conducted an excavation. He got some villagers to help him, and they dug on the top of the hill, and they found the Govindaji deity of Krishna. So they built a temple. Later, that temple was attacked and destroyed, and for safety, the deity was moved to Jaipur, but the temple is still there. But the point is, this is one of the things that Lord Chaitanya did during his appearance. He asked his followers to rediscover the lost deities and pastime places of Krishna in Vrindavan. So they did that, and that's one of his contributions. But the main thing that Lord Chaitanya wanted to do was induce people to take up the process of reawakening their lost loving relationship with Krishna, each individually. Some souls have an eternal loving relationship with Krishna as servants. Some have an eternal relationship of love with Krishna as friend. Some souls have an eternal loving relationship with Krishna in a parental mood. Some souls have a loving relationship with Krishna in a conjugal mood. But that was what Lord Chaitanya was principally here to do. That was his mission, to reawaken prema, P pure love for Krishna in the hearts of all living entities. So he did that. For 48 years, he appeared in 1486 in Mayapur, West Bengal, and he spent the first 24 years of his manifest presence there, and during those years, he was a householder. He was in the householder ashram, had wives, first one wife and then another. And then he took sannyas, the renounced order of life, and traveled all over India. As I mentioned, he went to Vrindavan, and then he traveled for 6 years. And then for the last 18 years of his life, his manifest presence on this planet, he remained in Jagannath Puri in the state of Orissa in India. We have the Jagannath deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra here. So he worshipped those deities. And he celebrated the festival of Rath Yatra, where those deities are taken out of the temple, the big temple in Jagannath Puri, and they're taken on a procession with chariots. And that same festival we celebrate here in honor of Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya every year. So there are many contributions of Lord Chaitanya. He stressed especially the hearing of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam, but his main method for spreading Krishna consciousness was the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, intelligent people in this age of Kali will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra congregationally. That is Sankirtan. And in addition to that, although he would be congregationally chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and attracting people to Krishna consciousness in that way, he would also sometimes speak with philosophers. You know, for example, he would meet philosophers of the impersonal school. In India, basically, there are two schools of Vedic philosophy, the personal and the impersonal. So Lord Chaitanya, of course, was representing the personalist philosophy of love for Krishna, service to Krishna. The other philosophy was the impersonalist school, and they were saying, everything is one. So if everything is one, then there can't really be an exchange of love, because for there to be an exchange of love, there have to be two personalities. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya would meet impersonalist philosophers and he would defeat their philosophy. So sometimes the followers of Lord Chaitanya, in addition to chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, discuss philosophically with other schools of thought. You know, that's something that Lord Chaitanya did, and it's something that his modern followers also did. So, Lord Chaitanya remained on this planet for 48 years, and then at the end of his manifest pastimes, he returned to the spiritual world. But the Sankirtan movement that he started continues to go on, and we're all parts of it. Lord Chaitanya is considered to be like the sun, and the sun's light is reflected on the moon. So you could say, in one sense, we're all like moons circling the sun of Lord Chaitanya and reflecting his spiritual energy and potency, all of us in this Krishna consciousness movement. We're reflecting the light that's coming from Lord Chaitanya into the darkness of this age of Kali. The age of Kali is normally a very dark age. It's an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. It's an age of social and an environmental disturbance. But it's explained. Kalayar dosha nadi rajan asti heka mahad ganan kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param rajay. Although the age of Kali is an ocean of faults, there's one great advantage to it, namely that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna movement, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra as part of the Hare Krishna movement that Lord Chaitanya introduced, we can rise to the highest position of liberation, not impersonal liberation, but liberation into our eternal loving relationship with Krishna. So I'll stop there, and we have a few minutes before the Artik begins. Anybody have anything they'd like to say or any question? Yes. So the question is there anything we can do other than chanting the Hare Krishna mantra to quickly get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Well, there are different kinds of kirtan. One is the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. The other kind of kirtan has to do with the recitation of the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Principally, Lord Chaitanya stressed the recitation of those works. So those works are now in printed form. So one way to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is to give people the opportunity to come in contact with the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam and other transcendental literatures. So that is another way, in addition to chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, that a person can quickly get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by spreading, by giving people the opportunity to come in contact with the teachings of Lord Krishna as they're found in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and other works. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai!